author Mary Roach has made a name for herself thanks to an endless curiosity about the world around her. She's written books about dead bodies, sex, our digestive systems, and most recently, military science. You're listening to KNKX, and as part of the Pierce County Read series put on by the county's library system, 88.5's Ariel Van Cleve will be leading a discussion with Roach in Tacoma about her latest book, Grunt. They also talked before the event about the book and what topics tend to pique Roach's interest. A word of warning, those interests lean toward the gross.
For your book, Grunt, The Curious Science of Humans at War, you know, you've got things about fabrics, you've got things about stink bombs, what to do about sweat, and then, of course, you know, using maggots to treat wounds and infection. Of course, obviously, because it's a Mary Roach book. So what was your favorite part of this book when you learned about the next thing? Because I feel like there has to be some moment where you have these discoveries where there's just one that's the most joyful to you.
At a certain point, someone told me, oh, well, there's this guy, Mark Riddle, his whole career has been diarrhea.
Mm-hmm.
That right there gets me very excited. Wow, a person who's really serious about something that we all sort of giggle about.
Right.
But what made it even better and sort of counterintuitive is that the place that this is a problem is with Special Operations Command. Special Operations teams like, you know, SEAL Team 6, those people who go and like take out Osama bin Laden, or those kind of highly classified, high risk, high drama missions, those guys are not hanging out on the base. They're out in small communities, say in Yemen or some, you know, somewhere in North Africa or Iraq, wherever. And so they get food poisoning all the time because they're eating food that maybe hasn't been refrigerated, or, you know, the water isn't filtered in these villages. So, and you can imagine this could be a national security issue if you're going in to do a mission and you have really bad food poisoning. So the whole prospect of going with Captain Riddle to Djibouti, this base in North Africa where a lot of these missions leave from, and sitting down and talking to someone in special operations, one of these sort of secret squirrel guys, was really exciting. That was like, that's the juxtaposition of diarrhea and Navy SEALs.
Right.
Was really interesting because you don't really think about that, or I hadn't.
How do you come up with the idea to pursue something when you're getting ready to write a book?
Different ways. Sometimes I just stumble onto some little single sentence somewhere, like bonk came about because I read one sentence in an article about the colposcopic films of Masters and Johnson. This is a book about sexual physiology, like bringing people into a lab and studying them sexually, which is a really awkward thing. And so I found this sentence and they made films, and I thought, colposcopic, that sounds like cervical, like they actually filmed women from the inside while they were sexually responding. And that was this moment where I went, all right, sex research, that's my next book.
Have there been subjects that you've, you know, read something and you've thought to yourself, this could be a book, and then you start to look into it and then all of a sudden you realize this cannot be a book?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. I'm doing it right now. I've been thinking about natural disasters as a topic, but the logistics of getting on site when things are happening, not being in the way, not taking up plane space for people who are going to save lives. I mean, I'm finding it logistically really challenging, and there's other issues with it. So I don't know. I might just back up and start over.
You're reading something, you're taking one line and thinking, what does this do? And how does this work? Like, mm-hmm. does that come from somewhere? Have you always been like that? Or have you gotten more so as you've gotten older?
I think I was just born that way, to quote Lady Gaga.
Sure.
I just, which I try to do all the time.
Spirit animal, obviously. Yeah.
Mm-hmm, yes. I've got the hunchback thing on right now. I think that I was a curious, weird kid. I think that that's something you have a curiosity about what you see and smell and taste and hear. And I don't know, I'm just, and I think I'm also easily distracted.
Mm.
My brain is always looking for an excuse to look away from whatever it's supposed to be doing.
Somehow you're able to convey these things in an interesting way and an accessible way. Are you interested in science generally? Have you been interested in science, or is this sort of a thing that you just kind of, your intense curiosity just fits well into this field?
I think anybody who's curious, usually, you know, someone who has a lot of questions about the world around them, the answers are almost always science.
Mm.
Whether it's your body or your phone or the sky or the trees around you or animals, if you are curious about why they are doing that, why these phenomena happen, the answer is science. So I'm not interested in science as an abstract. I'm just interested in everything around me. I just want to know how things work.
That was author Mary Roach speaking with 88.5's Ariel Van Cleve. They'll be talking in more detail about Roach's work at the McGavick Conference Center at Clover Park Technical College in Tacoma. You can find more details at knkx.org.